Tara Rushton, thanks for joining Outside90.com for a Premier League preview chat. How are you going today?
Very well. I told you earlier I might have woken up on the wrong side of the bed, but now the right side of the bed. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Good to hear, Tara. Now, first cab off the rank, Arsenal, your beloved Arsenal. Arsene Wenger finally got one over Mourinho, albeit in the Community Shield.
We'll take it.
Yeah, of course. No doubt you will. Gunners fans, is there serious cause for optimism? Can they do it?
Of course they can. Of course they can. You know, look, I'm sure you're not surprised I've answered it so optimistically and emphatically. Really, you know, Arsenal was the best team from January last year. And let's just be frank, if they start well, they're consistent, and they've got Petacek in between the sticks, which is a huge signing for them. I really think that self-assurance at the back will be enough to definitely have them in the title race. Of course, that's ensuring that there's no injuries, which, you know, last season we were hampered by injuries, but, you know, Ramsey, Wilshere and Coughlin and Walcott, you know, they battled a little bit. And if Alexis Sanchez is firing goals for fun, I definitely think that Arsenal have a really good chance. Look, if you ask me who's gonna win, who are the favourites, it's obvious that Chelsea are the favourites, of course, but I really think that it could be, and I've said it before, but a two-horse race between Chelsea and Arsenal, and I know that that sounds like I'm being incredibly biased, but I promise that I'm not.
What do you think needs to go right for Arsenal? Is it perhaps a loss of form of some Chelsea players, or is it more some of the Gunners attackers in the middle of the park that can push them over the edge? Because we know that Arsenal have a pretty settled defence. They've certainly got a lot of depth in midfield. What kind of combinations or things have to go right for Arsenal? Obviously, luck will play its part, but how can they push themselves over the line come May?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Look, I really think it was the injuries that hampered us last season. And, you know, it was really frustrating, I have to say, watching games where it was like, you know, they definitely had the majority of possession and they were tagging around the goal mouth, but nothing was happening. And, you know, you have to be scoring goals and it can't just fall on Alexis Sanchez. So it's going to be a matter of, you know, people need to be excited by Giroud, Welbeck, Walcott. These three players need to be on fire. It can't be about, oh, you know, Alexis will get it in and it's Alexis saving the day again, but it really has to be, you know, in attack. Yeah, of course, defence is really important. We can't be conceding goals, and I really think Petacek is so key for that. But definitely, in attack, we really, really need to have, like the final touch and really just making the most of those chances, making sure they stick and we're not kind of hampered by those injuries.
Well, 100%. Yeah, it's certainly going to be intriguing to watch. It's been such a long time since they captured the title, so I think the Gunners are certainly in with a shout. But let's change our focus to Man United. A lot's been made of their off-season spending. They've gone on another spending spree again. Are you in the camp that believes they might be in the mix as well?
I definitely think they could be in the mix, but as we saw with what Louis van Gaal did last season, just because you buy a bunch of really great players doesn't mean they're going to play well together. So it's, you know, it's going to really be indicative as to what happens, I guess, for really linking up, like, you know, Memphis Depay and Wayne Rooney, I think. You know, it's about, it's just like, you know, as I said, like the money doesn't equal a good collective team. They've made some fantastic signings. On paper, it looks great. It looks like a really good team. Looks like a team that will win the Premier League. But I won't count my chickens before they hatch. Have I said that right? Won't count my chickens before they hatch out of the egg. So I'm having one of those days. But I just, yeah, look, money well spent. Really exciting signings. Especially Memphis, definitely. But, you know, they probably need to play at a link with Memphis and Wayne Rooney, if anything. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's a classic case of, you know, it'll take time to gel. It's always the case. Continuity is probably one thing that wins your titles, and that's something that Arsenal, City and Chelsea all have, and it could end up being Man United's Achilles heel. But we'll watch this space.
Absolutely.
Raheem Sterling, very controversial figure. Probably heading into this season, he's going to be the most maligned player in the competition.
Yep.
How did you view the situation? It's Adam referred to it being a fact now rather than a blight on the game that the players have a lot of power over the clubs. What did you think of it personally?
Yeah, it was a really, really interesting one, and the way that all panned out, I think it's a huge loss, obviously, for Liverpool. But I think that the best is yet to come for Raheem Sterling, and he's done what's best for him. And he's moved to Man City, and I think he's a gun player, and I think you're going to see the best from him at Man City. You know, it's a tough one, isn't it? The player power, the money these players are also paid, it's pretty unbelievable. But, yeah, I mean, he's a young guy, he's incredibly talented, and he wanted to go. So he's gone, and it's Manchester City's game, and he's going to be a really, really key player for them. I'm really excited to watch him play for City.
Okay, and moving on to his former club, Liverpool. Always a lot of speculation centered around the club. They've done another big recruitment drive under Brendan Rodgers. He hasn't had the greatest record in the transfer market. It went horribly wrong last time out. Can he change their fortunes around? What are you thinking?
No.
Poor Liverpool fans.
Not to be too negative about Liverpool, I think, you know, Christian Benteke, yeah, he scores an amazing goal and everyone's incredibly excited. Yeah, key player, awesome. Look at what happened with Mario Balotelli. I mean, I think I wrote a piece talking up Mario Balotelli last season on how he was going to be key to, you know, to adding that fire to Liverpool, not just him by himself, obviously, last season alongside, of course, who am I thinking of, Raheem Sterling, and Daniel Sturridge as well. But the thing is, you know, you talk to Liverpool supporters and you ask them if they're going to win the Premiership, the Premier League, and they're like, no, we're not, and get Rodgers out. And you think, oh, that's not positive. I mean, a lot of Arsenal supporters were saying that last season as well, because we're still obviously chasing silverware, but and it's been a long time for us, but I don't see it happening this season. I don't think it's enough.
Okay, well, it's safe to say that you've just ripped out my heart and all the millions of Liverpool fans out there, but that's okay. Look, I'll be honest with you. I think it's touch and go if they can break into the top four. But most certainly the pressure is on Rodgers' shoulders, and we'll see.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll just have to watch this space and see what happens there. I think the fixture list works against Liverpool as well, as they have to play basically the top eight away from home in consecutive weeks.
That sucks for you guys. Sorry, that's tough. That's really tough.
It is tough, but that's the way the cards were dealt by the FA, and it was very cheeky of them to roster them on against Stoke away on the first day of the season.
Goodness gracious, you're really going to – it's hard, isn't it? Because it's really early in the season when you're seeing players, not all of the players back yet. Players are still coming back from injury as well. So it's like, that's tough. That's tough.
It'll be interesting nonetheless. It always is with the Reds. A bit of a fairy tale, Tara. AFC Bournemouth, what a story. They were forced into administration at one point in 2008, basically on the verge of Football League obscurity, and now they're in the top flight. So absolutely incredible. What are your thoughts? And do you give them a sneaky chance of staying up?
Yeah, how can he not? How can he not? And you kind of like, I feel like everyone wants to adopt them anyway and make them their second team. It is such a beautiful story. And what a class team, you know, top scorers in the championship last season. They had 98 goals last season. You know, the way that they play football, it's pretty attractive, attacking, possession-based. You know, not always nice to watch, incredibly effective. And, you know, their coach, like Eddie Howe, who's a bit of a rookie, really, especially when you play him amidst the rest of the Premier League managers, he's sharp for short. He backs himself in. He's confident. He knows the game. And I just think this is a team that's going to be really exciting to watch. And it's such, like you said, it's such a great story. And we love a fairy tale.
We do.
And I want them to do well. I'm really excited to see them play.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I think they're certainly everyone's second favourite team. A number of the fans across the league are looking forward to travelling to their stadium and getting amongst it, because no doubt their stadium would be rocking throughout the season.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It would be hanging from the rafters, opening up their apartment windows.
They'd be precious tickets, no doubt. So moving on from them, let's look at some of the other people that might be in the mix for relegation, some of the other teams. Who do you think is going to go down this season?
Well, I think if I'm just going to go, no Norwich probably, Watford and Leicester. I just think there's going to be too many goals conceded across all of the teams. And you know, it's hard, isn't it? Because when you look at who's going to be in the top four and then you kind of look at the bottom of the table, there is a huge disparity a lot of the time with how many goals are getting netted game after game after game. So they're my three teams to be relegated.
Okay, beautiful. And a team that could potentially do a Southampton of last season, who's your surprise packet for European places? Can Everton get back up there and challenge in and around sixth and seventh place again?
Saying it, but I'd love to see Bournemouth do incredibly well, and just kind of like, how cool would that be? Imagine if they ended up middle table, that would be amazing. And I actually think Crystal Palace will have a pretty good season.
Yeah, you think they'll be knocking on the door of European spots?
Potentially. I just think they're going to surprise us. I mean, I don't think this will be better than last season, and I just have a feeling that Crystal Palace will do okay this season.
Yeah, and they've done some great business. Yeo and Kabai coming in for a club record fee as well, and Alan Pardew working some miracles down there at his former club. So I think you're on the money there with Crystal Palace. And just the strikers, the golden boot, who do you think will top the scoring charts come the end of the season?
Oh, I haven't even thought of that. Who do I think of? You know, I automatically think of Harry Kane, but you think, can the Wonder Boy, you know, really do it? Two times, two, you know, 2 years consecutively. Oi, oi, oi. I'm going to say, can I say Memphis Depay? Can I just chuck that out there and just go, there you go.
It's a bizarre choice, I reckon.
I'm not sure, but I just chucked it out.
That's okay. No, we'll see how you scrub up come the end of the season. I personally maybe look at a Sergio Aguero or even a Wayne Rooney, as Adam referred to when we had a chat moments ago. So an interesting choice.
I just think, he had a really good season last season. It's a different ball game. And he probably wasn't the highest goal scorer. But anyway, there you go.
Oh, well, you've heard it here first. Memphis Depay to hit the ground running and top the scoring charts. So
yes, we'll
see how he goes. Tara, thanks once again for joining me on Outside90.com. No doubt you'll be hoping and praying that the Gunners prove to be the real deal. It's obviously been an elongated, barren title patch, but... yeah, you'll obviously be watching them with a lot of interest, and we look forward to seeing you on the Fox Sports panel for the upcoming campaign.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Go, you Gunners.